with a message from God's Word, here's Charles Stanley.
We all know that when we go through storms in life, that the key is to keep our eyes on the Lord. But somehow, we have a difficult time doing that because we are afraid oftentimes in the midst of the storm. We all also know that when we are facing temptation, the right thing to do is to say no. And yet sometimes it's difficult to do that because of the pressure that we feel. We all know that it's always right and always the best thing to do is to forgive someone else when they have wronged us. But how do we do that when we are feeling so deeply hurt? We know that it's always the right thing to do to tithe their income because the Bible teaches it. And yet how do we do that when we are in debt? We also know that it's always the wise thing to do to witness to someone else about their relationship to Christ, to lead them to Him. And yet how do we do that when they seem to be so unresponsive to our approach? We also know that it's always the right thing to do to walk in wisdom. And yet how do we do that when there's so many voices out there clamoring for us to walk in some other way? Well, that's what I want to talk about in this message entitled, How to Walk Wisely. This is the fourth and the last message in our series on walking in wisdom. And I want you to turn, if you will, to one verse of Scripture, which we will take as our departing point, just to remind you of what he says in the 28th chapter of the Proverbs and the 26th verse. He says, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, will act foolishly, will be a fool. But he who walks wisely will be delivered." So there are only two ways to walk, that is foolishly or wisely. And so as we've been talking about walking in wisdom and how we should walk, just to remind you that godly wisdom and worldly wisdom are two different things. The Bible speaks in James about the wisdom that is from beneath, that is worldly wisdom, and the wisdom from above, godly wisdom. The only wisdom that really works is godly wisdom. There is a worldly wisdom that accomplishes things in life, but only one kind of wisdom will bring you peace and joy and contentment and happiness. Only one kind of wisdom will lead you to life eternal. Only one kind of wisdom will lead you to have your sins forgiven and to become eternally secure in His salvation and one day make it possible for you to spend eternity in heaven with God. So what is that wisdom like? Well, that wisdom is like this. When you and I have godly wisdom, we have the capacity to think the way God thinks about a thing, the capacity to see things from His perspective and to respond according to His principles, which are written in the Word of God. So when somebody says, well, what is wisdom? True, genuine wisdom is the capacity to view things as God sees them and to respond to them according to biblical principles. Now, when you and I do that, we have the right to ask the question, well, how can I acquire that kind of wisdom? Well, first of all, if I want that kind of wisdom, I certainly must seek it. That is, if I'm not seeking that kind of wisdom, I'm certainly not going to have it. Secondly, to meditate upon God's Word, which is the source of His wisdom. Thirdly, and that is to obey the principles of Scripture when you and I have discovered them in the Word of God. Fourthly, that is, we are to pray and to ask God for it. God, give me wisdom, and He says in His Word that we can ask Him for it. But just asking is not enough. The next is that you and I can observe what's going on around us, how God is operating people's lives, and what happens when they do what's right, when they do what's wrong. That is certainly one of the most profitable ways to learn what wisdom is and how to acquire wisdom. Likewise, heeding godly counsel. When you and I heed godly counsel, we will certainly acquire wisdom. But likewise, one of the ways to acquire wisdom is to associate with or to walk with those who are wise. Now, there are verses throughout the book of Proverbs that underline every single one of those ways to acquire wisdom. So when somebody says, well, so you have wisdom, so what do you have? So think about this. Here are the benefits, really, of learning to walk wisely. And first of all, we certainly have a deeper knowledge and understanding of God. Not only that, we get very clear direction for our life. When we begin to search God's Word, we're going to find out exactly what He wants us to do. We're going to sense God's protection and watch care over our life. We will sense a sense of protection that we've never known before. When you know that you're walking wisely, walking in the will of God, you're going to sense His presence in a very special way. Likewise, you and I are going to benefit from His power and His strength. Whatever God tells us to do, He will always enable us and strengthen us and empower us to do it. Not only that, He says He promises peace and contentment and happiness to those who walk wisely. And how much of the world is looking for that? Yet He says, you walk wisely, that's what you'll have. Likewise, your self-image is going to rise when you begin to walk wisely, because you're going to sense God's perspective and His view of you in a way that you've never known before. Likewise, the Bible says that He will prosper us. All that prosperity is not financially. Some of it is spiritually, but some of it is financially. God prospers those who walk wisely because He enables them to make wise decisions in what they do. And then one of the benefits of walking wisely is that the Bible says that it will contribute to our good health and long life. Now think about that. Would you not agree when He says, he who trusts in his own heart's a fool, but he who walks wisely will be delivered? That is, when you and I learn to walk wisely, God blesses us in so many ways. And I just mentioned to you 7 or 8 benefits from learning to walk wisely. You say, well, now all that's real good and well, but the question is, how do we do it? How do we walk wisely? How do we learn to walk wisely? Well, that's what I want to talk about in this message. And I want to encourage you to take some notes, because the truth is that every single one of us need to learn how, because just think about the benefits and think about the consequences. Now,